get active.
Let's 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 get active.
What's going on, y'all? We are back with another episode. I ain't said that in a minute. I forgot how to even say it.
It's been a long time, man.
Dang.
You still ain't get good at it.
That's crazy. I'm still doing my thing over here, man. It's like riding a bike, bro.
Nah, you need to start over with training wheels on that thing.
Man, we
But yeah, it's been a long time. Like,
it's been a while, bro. A lot of changes have happened for both of us.
I've been listening to these talks too.
You what?
Like, I've been missing these talks. I know we talk on the regular.
Look. If you miss me, just say that, bro.
I literally just saw you like the last week.
But listen. If you miss talking to me, bro, just say that. That's all you gotta say.
I would never say that.
That's crazy. See, it'd be your own people, man.
I would never say that.
It'd be your own people.
But nah, for real, it's been a long time since we've been on the podcast.
Yeah, bro. We got a lot of catching up. I mean, we got a lot of catching up to
our listeners
to put out there. Yeah.
Because I know a lot of people were like saying, like, when y'all going to start back up? When y'all going to start back up? And I was like, hey, I've been telling them, I was like, you've been busy, I've been busy, but we're going to start back up soon, pretty much. But
here we are.
Here we are. Here we are, man.
Better late than never.
Hey, for real. Because it's being very late.
So, I want to go back. What was the last episode about your stroke?
Yeah, the last episode about my stroke.
So I'm sure everybody want to know how are you doing?
I guess, like I said, the last episode, everything's going pretty well and stuff. I guess I'm starting to realize or notice that I kind of have PTSD from it, I guess. Okay. And like, not noticeable PTSD, but only when like I talk about it. That's when my PTSD come out. See, like, look, I'm stuttering already.
Yeah. And is that from it? Like, I mean, it's not a bad stutter, but like you feel like that's from the situation?
Yeah. Like, I feel like every time I talk about the situation, it comes out. But like, you talking about anything else, like, I'm talking normal, everything like that. But if I talk about the situation, I guess all the PTSD comes out.
Is it more so a... like something you can't like control, or like do you feel different, or you just like you start talking about it and it just happens? Or like, do you feel like you got PTSD, like you start feeling, I don't know, like down or whatever?
Okay, so yeah, I don't feel like I have PTSD in like that regards, but like when I talk about it, it kind of comes out and stuff, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. I had a situation that happened to me, and I didn't think I had PTSD from it until, like, I didn't even know what PTSD was or whatever. I mean, not saying I'm not clinically diagnosing myself with PTSD, but I'm just saying, like, post the event,
yeah,
I did have stress. So it's like, you know what I mean?
And like, those things do have an impact on you, like, believe it or not.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's probably just more so like anxiety, I would say. I'm different, you know? So you say you don't feel different, like, What about like driving now?
Oh, you're driving perfect. Everything's perfect. Like, I was just like, not, huh?
I feel like you would have PTSD from driving.
No, I don't. I guess, yeah, I can see what you mean. That could be weird because like I had it while driving.
Yeah.
But no, nah, that's been normal. Been driving every like a month after. So yeah, that's been going good. I guess it's just when I talk about it, I guess like that's when it comes out. Like, I don't know. Cause like.
So what does it feel like? Does it feel like? I mean, obviously, you know, talk as much as you want, but I'm just curious, like, does it feel like a depression thing, or do you feel like it's kind of like setting you back, or is it more just so you just feel when you talk about it, like, ironically, you have a stutter, or like you don't talk as straight as you do?
I do feel like it could be a depression thing, because like I know like all of last year, I pretty much was depressed and like stressing out, had anxiety, all that. But I do feel like the last part you said, like, I just naturally do it when I talk about my stroke, you know?
Yeah. So it's
a bit of both. But yeah, I did. I feel like I was telling somebody the other day, they said, would you rather lose? Well, it said something. And I was like, man, either or, I wouldn't matter to me, because like last year was my worst year in my life that I can think of. Knocking on wood, because I wouldn't have no other things coming that bad. Yeah. Like, that's the worst thing that happened in my life.
Yeah, I mean, I just had that conversation with, you know Nick Barrio?
Yeah. I just seen him post the other day.
I seen Nick at a wedding. Actually, when I was out in Dallas, me and Nick rode back together. Did we? No, yeah, we rode back together from the wedding to Clark's place in downtown Dallas. And while we were driving back from the wedding, me and him just kind of had a conversation. And we were just talking, whatever, and I was telling him, like, 2020 hit, right? And me and you were hanging out a lot during 2020. Like, that was before COVID. Like, on the practice team, going out all the time, hooping. And when COVID happened, bro, I was like, man, ain't nothing going to be worse than this. Like, this is awful. So I was like, 2020, in my mind, I was like, it's just going to be up from here, because 2020 is just the worst year. 2021 came. It trumped 2020. 2021 for me was way worse than 2020. And in my mind, I was like, all right, two bad years in a row. Ain't no way something gonna get worse. 2022 hit. Bro, same, like, no, January 2022. Was January? No, well, 2022 hit. Same thing, like, I don't know if it was worse, but it was just as bad as 2021. And then 2023 came. January 2023 came, and I pulled my hamstring twice within a month.
Yeah, and my throat, the next month in February, so I was like, dang.
Yeah, bro, yeah, because we were together the month before, and probably, I mean, weeks before you had your stroke. So it's been like a constant thing for the next year, and maybe it's just like life. Maybe I just haven't experienced as hardships as I have since 2020, like I, you know, as most people, but regardless, I feel like every year is like perspective, like, dang, like, it just keeps getting worse and worse. And I finally feel like I'm getting out of my rut. Knock on wood, nothing, something happens this year. But we only in month two. But no, I feel that, bro.
But ironically, like you said, like, you feel like 2020 was the start of like all the bad stuff you've been noticing. For me, I feel like it wasn't that bad. Like, besides, like, I'll say, it was 2022. Someone hit my car, but it wasn't bad. It was like a small little dent. And then, it was 2022. No, 2021, someone hit my car. 2022, someone hit my car. And then 23, then I just got my car hit again, like, 3 weeks ago. I was like, dang, that's kind of like a noticeable thing. Huh?
Not the dart.
Well, yeah, they trying to take my Lambo out, man. They trying to take my little baby out. So I'm trying to get that fixed, but it's not nothing bad. They just kind of scratched it and messed my headlight out. My headlight still works. It's just the glass over is broken. So I got to get that fixed whenever their insurance finally hit me back up. But not, like, all those years prior to that, or prior to my stroke, I feel like it weren't too bad of years. Like, yeah, COVID, you had to stay inside, be a little bit more reserved, but that's not new. But 2023 was my worst year. But things, but I feel like it's my worst year, but my best year, if that makes sense. Like, because I started realizing, like, open my eyes and stuff, like, dang, I need to, like, change myself, you know? Like, yeah. I need to look at some different, like, bro, I kid you not, like, I lost like 30 pounds like that last year. So now I'm trying to gain like 20 back of it.
So, like, after your stroke, you said?
Yeah, after my stroke, like, the whole, all last year, because I was, like, depressed. I wasn't really eating that much. I was just chilling in my bed all day, every day on my computer and stuff. Yeah. And, like, because I was, like, about, like, 190, almost, like, 200. Like, I was on the go to be 200. Yeah. Now, I weigh myself, like, the other day, I'm 165.
Man, you barely weigh more than me.
I'm 160.
Well, not one. Well, before I started, like, running heavy, I was 160. That 160 was the heaviest I hit. That was this time last year. I was 160.
Yeah, so now
you're little.
Yeah, but I'm still bigger than you, bro. I've been working out too. I got the muscles up on me. I just don't got the weight to back it up.
Yeah. Are you? So how's everything that we're working out? All that's been better.
Yeah, it's been, but I've been getting consistent. Like I can do I do push-ups like it's nothing now. So now it's just getting that weight back under me and stuff. So I'm trying to get back. Huh?
You eating better?
Yeah. So I'm just trying to get to 180, and then I start focusing on, okay, now let me try to push myself to 200 type of stuff.
Yeah.
Like a good 200, not like a sloppy fat 200. So
I guess going back to you saying PTSD and everything, do you think, have you, or do you think you would go see somebody to talk to, like a therapist or anything?
Well, I did have to talk to like a therapist or a speaking coach, yeah. like prior to
like, that'd be like an actual like continuation of actual therapy to try to, you know, I said I've never been in therapy, so I'm not sure, but
for my stroke, I don't think it's that serious because it only gets bad when I talk about my stroke, you know, but I do feel like
you think though it could be what you think, it could stem from something different.
But I do feel like getting therapy just in general, have someone to talk to like once a week or something like that, and just unbag some stuff.
Would be
great.
Yeah, because like I said, I'm not a therapist and I've never been in therapy, so I can't really speak on it. But maybe if you went, you never know. It might unload something about why you're okay, but when you start talking about it, you have this unconscious stutter or this feeling that comes over you that may stem from something deeper than what you even think.
Yeah.
You just never know. Like I said, I probably have things in my life too that, you know, from situations that I've been through, and I was like, dang, well, even thinking about it, I feel different, or I can't think straight about it.
Yeah.
So you never know. I don't know. Just saying, you might, maybe it will help you. Maybe I've been thinking about going myself.
Hey man, send me money for classes. I'll go to them right now.
Yeah, I think I get free sessions for my job actually.
Well, I'm gonna say I'm Jay Payton.
You can never be me.
No, you use your real name. I'm Larry Payton. Let me use those classes there.
When we can do when it's family therapy, I got you, bro.
No, hell no. I'm not getting no family therapy with you. I know you're my son and all, but nah, okay, we gotta chill on that. But man, let's get off the stroke, man. This a good energy, good vibe. New episode, man. New year.
It's good to be back.
It's real good to be back, man. So hey, what's up with you, man? Tell me what's going on with you, man.
Man, I last year, I kind of wanted to change my lifestyle. I mean, you know, I was having a little bit of health problems. Not nothing horrible, but it was just some genetic things that, you know, I was fairly healthy. I mean, working out a couple times a week, hooping. You know, I don't eat a lot of fast food, drink a lot of sodas, but just some things like genetics-wise that I probably just didn't be better at, so my thing was I always wanted to run a marathon, and 2022 kind of just hit me like, all right, maybe I want to try to do something extreme as far as working out. But I used to run, I used to go up maybe once or twice a week and run 2 or 3 miles or run a mile, you know, in a week and be fine. But I kind of want to, honestly, I got kind of bored with hooping in this league I play in out here. I got kind of bored with going to 24-hour fitness and hooping. I was like, running the marathon has always been on my bucket list. I never thought I would ever even get close to running even half a marathon. So January 2023, I decided to run a marathon. I decided to start training for a marathon. Before February 2023, I pulled my hamstring twice. So I pulled it once, hooping, 2 weeks after I started training. I never knew how, you know, I never pulled my hamstring before, so I never knew what to do, how to rehab for it, how much time I should take off. But after 2 weeks, I felt fine, and
you played in the game. Yeah, I remember you playing in the game right after that. I remember us playing in the game.
Yeah, so I felt fine. I was like, I guess I can run a little bit. And I can, you know, I couldn't really sprint without it pulling. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to try to go 24 and see, like, how bad it is. Honestly, it wasn't even me trying to go all out. I wanted to see how bad it was. And I went to 24. I played one game, and I made one move. And the first time, it felt like a burning sensation, like I had strained it. That second time, that thing said, they felt like I had a bubble on my hamstring, and somebody took their finger and just popped my hamstring. That's what it sounded like. I heard it. That's what it felt like. And after that, I went to therapy, went to physical therapy for like 2 months, and I was just out. I couldn't hoop. I couldn't run. Couldn't do nothing, man. Still, I was like, well, I'm going to try to get back into running again. I mean, I could have just gave up, but I decided to just get back into it. And after like 6 months of training after that, I ran a half marathon in September. I did okay. Found some good people out in New Orleans to run in Houston to run with. And behold, January 14th, I ran a full marathon. Man, it was I'm not going to lie, that was the hardest thing I ever did in my life. Like, I don't know what's worse, training for it. Actually, I already know what's worse. Training for it was way worse than the actual race. The race was rough, running 26 miles in general. But for me, I'm not a morning person. I don't like running in the morning. I don't like running in the cold. And I don't like, yeah, so I had to do all of that. Never in my mind would I think I would even leave my house at 30 degrees to go anywhere. And I saw myself getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning before work and running like 8 to 9 miles, 10 miles in 30 degree weather, which is something that I never in my life thought I would do. So for me, 2023 was just I pretty much spent all year training for it. 2023 was just a mental barrier that I got through as far as like weather, my perseverance, things that, or goals that I want to do that I never thought I'd be able to do because mentally I didn't think I could, you know, I was that strong or didn't think I had the desire to do it. But like I said, I pushed through, man, ran a full marathon, and I can say I ran a marathon, and that was a big bucket list. Now my goal is just to keep it going and stay consistent with it throughout 2024 and really for as long as I can run. But that was the biggest thing that happened, man, just trying to focus on my health for the year and just trying to stay consistent and just on a schedule. So the schedule part was rough.
Yeah, but so I know y'all hear him talking about him running the marathon and stuff, but don't get too caught up what he's talking about, because he did come in the back end of the group of people. He didn't come.
Yeah, I ain't trying to hear that.
But he ain't come in the top three.
I ain't trying to hear that. But he ain't in
the top three, so that's don't. Crazy. Don't let him fool you. He came in the back end of the people. He came top.
Hey, no pause, but nah, like I said, if y'all know my name, y'all can go look me up and see my time. That's all I gotta say.
Y'all go see him in the back.
Y'all can look me up and see my time. That's all I gotta say.
Hey, you
it's proof. It's proof. I'm on the internet now for marathon, so you can go out there and see my. You can go out there and see my time.
You ain't coming first, second, and third. I don't want to hear.
I wouldn't even want to train hard enough to come in first, second, and third. That's actually insane to me. If I came in first, second, and third, boy, you see me in the Olympics. I'm actually being serious. If I came in first, second, and third, I would be an Olympian at that pace, which I wouldn't be here on the podcast with you. I'm sorry, my boy, but I would not be here.
But nah, that's some good stuff right there, man. I mean, I ran a whole marathon. And it was cold. I seen you posted pictures and stuff. I was like, nah, he different. He had shorts on, short sleeve. Like, nah, that's he what
I'm
different. Saying.
Like, I'm not I am not a person that likes the cold at all. Like, I go outside in sweats when it's 60 degrees outside. I was in a sweater today at work and it was 70 degrees. So for me to even be outside when it's cold, like, I got so used to the cold. Like, now I don't mind the cold. Like, I go outside now, and what things I used to think was cold back then, I go outside in shorts and t-shirt now because I'm so used to it. Like, Like just being in the cold is one thing, but I was running in the cold, so it actually feels a little colder with the wind chill. Now I'm like, I'll be chilling in cooler weather now.
I don't. I still wear my jacket and my sweats.
I still feel more comfortable, but I feel like it's just I'm just used to it now. Like I just did it so much for the whole last year. It's just I don't feel as much shock when I go outside in the cold now, or when I'm just cold. But enough about the marathon. Let me talk about hold on. As we speak, we already talked about the stroke. Him getting back on his feet and everything. This dude is packing. What are you packing for, bro?
Hey man, I got some good news, man. You know, man. Give me a little drum roll real quick. Hey, I got you. Yeah, man. I'm about to move out of my parents' crib.
Thirsty.
Yeah, man. Ben. But no, let's talk about the job. I got a new job. I talk about that in my last episode or last episode?
No, it was after when you got the job, I think.
Oh, but yeah, got a new job downtown Dallas doing marketing, which I wanted to do. Great company, good vibes, and it's exactly what I want to do. So that's great. Yeah, saving up to move out, about to move out this weekend, or I guess it'd be the weekend before for them whenever we put it out. But I'm about to move out, found me a nice little apartment, got everything. Got a good gym, basketball court, everything there, so that'd be good. And
about to have the huss.
Nah.
I'm going to be going crazy.
Oh, chill out, man. But nah, that's going good. And just like, I just want to stay. I feel like my fitness, I feel like that's going to go up a lot because I'm trying to go to the gym like either five times a day or five times a day.
What the?
Five times out the week, or even like every day out the week, either if I'm just like hooping or running, you know, try to get some physical cardio or workouts in every day. So that'd be good. Craziness, I actually been getting like deeper into my own like faith and spirituality, you know. So I've been going well, like been praying more and like not to get. What's I'm about to say? Like, I don't know what I'm about to say. That's the word I'm about to say. What's the word I'm thinking of?
To like personal?
No, not personal. Like not to be big on like the beliefs and stuff like that. Like, cause I'm not like I believe in like a higher power, you know. But like I feel like just keeping faith in everything you do and just praying that it works out. That's what I'm saying, it's gonna work out for the best. And if it doesn't, he or she's sending you over something bigger, you know? Yeah. So like just that, doing that, just getting deeper into that.
Yeah, we did briefly hit on that when I was in Dallas because I was doing I did chakra cards.
Yeah, we talked about
Reggie
that.
When I was in Dallas. When that was the coolest thing. Shout out to Reggie and his girl for letting me join them that weekend, and it's first of all staying on a couch that weekend, and we instead of going out, we just went back to the crib and we did the chakra cards, and it wasn't even, I mean, half of it was about the cards, but honestly to me it was more so just like a conversation starter, because the cards allowed me to kind of express myself, because not only was I getting the cards were folding and Reggie and his was kind of reading what the cards were meaning, or the what is it, like not the definition, but pretty much what the card entails or what the card means, and then I will pretty much give them my mindset of how I think that relates to my life, and just it was like a conversation starter, and we talked for like 4 hours about just the cards. There was only four cards, so we just talked for hours about it, and it was cool to one. Like I said, I don't really know a lot about the chakra cards, so I don't really know if it's supposed to like tell the future or give you just about yourself. But for me, I think it was more so about how I got to where I'm at now, and where I could be possibly going in the future and why I'm here. So it's almost like a reassurance that I'm on the right track and why I'm on this track that I'm on. And it wasn't like, I think the cars that I did were more so just like life bases. I think it was based on like the theme of the cars that I picked were based on my intention to love. So a lot of the cars were about my family and why I have different dynamics in my family and where I'm at now. So it was cool. Like I said, it was cool. So that kind of hit on the, not really faith, but just general beliefs about, like I said, higher power or higher direction. It was pretty cool, though. You should try it out. Also, you, I mean, you live close to Reggie. I think you're about to live close to Reggie.
Yeah. Nah, Jamel, his brother do cars, too. So either I'm going to go to Reggie or just whenever I go over to Jamel's brother's house, get him to do the cars for me. Because, yeah, I'm actually curious what my cars would say, you know, see what they have in store for me.
Yeah. And like I said, it wasn't like it wasn't the palm reading. So it wasn't like telling the future. But it was cool to have a conversation and think about, see a card and think about, okay, how can this tie to my life? And then be like, dang, like that makes a ton of, like it makes a ton of sense. So it was cool. It was a good experience. I definitely want to try it again and see what happens. But I wouldn't mind getting a palm reading too. It's just cool. Like I don't say, I don't know if I necessarily believe it or not, but it'd be cool to see what comes about.
Hey, I can do your palm reading. Just give me $50. I got you.
I'm about to do that. Definitely don't trust that.
Hey, you good over here, man. Just definitely
don't trust that.
You just got to pay me for it.
That's crazy.
But nah. So what is going on with you, man? You tell me all this other stuff. You say you thinking about getting a house.
Man, I'm going to think about it. So I'm at the point now, man. It's just like, just really thinking about my life. I've been, you know, I heard my own for about 3 years now, and I just, you know, I'm comfortable now. And I think for me, when I get comfortable, I'm like, okay, maybe I should be doing something else. Like, should I go back to school? Should I get different licenses? So,
I told you, I got a new apartment, and you told he got one of me. Say, yeah, I'm about to get a new house. Thinking about it.
That's first of all, that's not what I said, but. Hey.
Damn, bro.
First of all, I'm not getting a house anytime soon. But
happy for me. You don't have to one up me.
First of all, I'm not getting a house anytime soon. But like I said, like I'm a long term thinker. So it's really rare that I think about the present because I'm always like, okay, what's next? So well, one, I start Duolingo. If anybody knows what Duolingo is, I'm trying to brush up on my Spanish.
He just learned to say that. He never said Duolingo in his life.
Como se dice, tú eres muy interesante. Muy interesante. Estoy muy cansado. No, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know what I'm saying? I'm working on my Spanish. So at work, have a lot of my coworkers that anytime they see me now, they speak to me in Spanish, and I'm trying to like test myself to see if I can hold conversations with them. So no, next when I learn,
that's good to have like knowing multiple languages because like
yeah,
look for that.
I don't know. I've always been intrigued about Spanish. Even when I was in high school, and I took Spanish. I was like, I took Spanish 1 and 2, and I really want to take Spanish 3. I just couldn't because of my schedule. So I've always wanted to learn, like to speak it. And obviously, I'm never gonna probably spend the time to be fluent. But it is cool to actually, like, if somebody says something to me in Spanish, I can at least respond, or like know what they're saying. You know, so I'm trying. But no, and it's about the house thing. I'm just, you know, I do real estate at work, so I'm kind of like in the market every day, and I hear so many different stories on like, I mean. At works different. I come across different businesses and different real estate companies that are start up or over the years, and it's like you never know one day, right? So yeah. I would love to own some real estate and own a whole real estate portfolio, or who knows, like maybe in years down the road, have my own real estate company and or working real estate. So to me, I'm just trying to like figure out how to dabble into the space, and if that's maybe trying to invest in a personal property or an investment property or a homestead. And honestly, just trying to learn it, like just trying to learn the process, learn how it happens. So whenever the day comes that I am ready to like buy a house or I want to, you know, an investment property opens up and I want to start invest in something that I've already done my research on it, I can just go ahead and go 100% in on it. So I've been doing that, thinking about maybe just going ahead and getting my real estate license and maybe start, you know, learning the legal side of and business side of real estate. So like I said, just challenge you just, but that one of the reasons why I ran a marathon is because I got kind of bored with just my day to day and like outside of work. And these things just kind of keep me, when I get home from work, just keep me wired and kind of just give me a sense of purpose. So, okay, well, obviously I love my job, I love what I'm doing now, but like, what's next, you know? At the end of the day, I want to leave a legacy for my kids and have something for them to.
Yeah, you are about to have about like what, eight? You want about five, six kids? Eight kids? You want eight kids?
Not I, said the J. But no, it really just comes to having a legacy and, you know, just starting to build something and to have something behind my name.
Hey,
just something I'm working on, man. Just
hey, you're my son. You always got some behind
hey,
my.
Send me $50 then right now.
Nah, you want me to do your hand palm reading? I got you.
No, I'm good on that.
I'm telling you, man, I can get you right. If you got four lines on your hand, that means, see, I'm not gonna tell you all this stuff on camera. I need you to pay me first.
Nah, all right. Well, put it on my tab.
Nah, I don't know tabs over here.
put it on my tab, bro.
It's not gonna be me like that. You gotta pay me.
Nah, I'm not taking none of that.
Nah, that's good, man. You are that you finding the next step to move into like real estate and stuff like that. So
not even just real estate, just life, man. Like I've never been one to make like a 5-year plan or a 10-year plan, but I'm at the point now, I'm like, what does that look like? I don't want to just get stuck in a rut or stuck in a day-to-day cycle. And I'm just like, cause I hear all the time, even people at work like, all right, well, I've been here for 20 years. And I remember when I was your age, I wanted to do this. Or when I was your age, I wanted to invest in stuff. But now I got two kids. And I don't have time to do it. And you know, I'm comfortable where I'm at. I'm about to retire. So there's no point in me even doing anything else. I'm like, well, dang, this is the time, or these are our years that people talk about that they want back, or they have the time to, before they have kids, before they have a family, that they have time to actually spend time on, you know, planning their future before their future plans for them.
Well, yeah, I get that. Like that's why I'm in the process of now getting like my own mentor, and that can help me like eventually build my business out or build a business out. Cause like now I already like do stuff on a back end. I'm like learning more about marketing. Like I got
what's up? Well, you used to take OD classes last year.
Oh yes, I took like four classes over.
Like marketing. Every time I got on LinkedIn, it was like Lamar finished a new class.
Like, yeah, I was going crazy. And then I wasn't working on nothing either. So I was like, might as well like use this time wisely to learn more and get better at my craft. But now I'm really just been on like YouTube, like learning more about like Photoshop. And because like in my job now, I do a lot of Photoshopping. So yeah. I'm just following along with that stuff, learning that stuff. But now I'm realizing I have to learn more on the business side of it. So like tracking our data and stuff like that, understanding the back end and stuff of YouTube or Instagram, Facebook, like all that different stuff. So
yeah
it's like getting better with that aspect of it, because I actually see myself being like a big marketing person and like where I eventually can like branch out and have my own company or just work on my own on the side, just have more income coming in.
Yeah, like contract work and stuff.
Yeah, that stuff. And that's why I eventually want to build myself up to, because like everybody that asks me what's like, what do you see yourself doing or what's your end time goal? My answer never changes. I always say like, yeah, I see myself being a marketer, like on my back end of my job or doing stuff on the side and work remotely and travel and stuff like that. And everybody's like, dang, you know what you want to do already. Yeah. Like, it's rare to find someone my age that knows what they want to do.
And yeah, because like, I have no clue what I want to do. And that's why I'm, like, trying to figure it out. Not trying to figure it out, but at least put some things in place to, I'm like, okay, I might not know exactly what I want to do, but I have prepared myself to, like, start planning to do something, you know, down the road.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's all I'm trying to do, just get, like you said, get better, 1% every day. So, and I feel like I am getting better, 1% every day. So, like, that's all, just to keep working forward to, like, the end goal. Or I guess not the end goal, but to eventually be where I want to be at.
The goal.
Yeah, a step closer.
I always got to take a step. You don't have to jump, jump up to the third step, because it definitely takes steps. So, that's what I'm right now. I'm just trying to put these little steps in. And I know my dad's tired of calling him, because, like, I'll call him to talk about, like, his opinion on, like, real estate properties, or call my mom to get her opinion on real estate properties. Not even that, like, I'm going to buy them tomorrow, but, like, hey, I'm throwing this idea out to you. Just I have my idea of thinking about it. What about your idea of thinking about it? And even my coworkers sometimes just talking about different avenues and different things that we could do now while we're young to, you know, set us up for the future. Because there's a whole lot of rich people out there.
And I want to be one of them.
That's crazy. You're supposed to lift me up, bro. It's Black History Month.
I said,
it's the last day, huh?
I said, I want to be one of them.
Oh, they said you're not going to be one of them.
Dang, bro. You always think somebody hates on you, man. See, that's a mind thing. It's your mind telling you that someone's always hating on you, man. I'm always gonna lift you up.
It's just that's what I'm used to you doing. So
Nah, son. I'm always gonna lift you up. I'm never gonna put you down.
But no, yeah. So yeah, I'm saying there's a lot of rich people out there, and I mean, most of them had to start a business or take a risk. Not even start a business. A lot of them had to take a risk to get there. And my thing is like, what risk is that going to be? Or am I going to be, how can I prepare myself to when the risk presents itself, I can be ready to take it on full force and not have to settle?
If you go about it the right way, it won't be a risk. Like, so like what I'm learning now with my mentor, he's like, if I go, like, so we're all like employees right now. We're in a stage of being an employee. But then, like, we get that training and stuff, or get that knowledge behind us, and then we start working on our own on the side. So then we become, like, contracting stuff, and, like, we become a part, like, kind of a businessman a little bit. And then we use that to get more jobs and stuff like that. We can make money on the side. But then that's where we have to go into that business mindset or that business structure. And then from there, you start to try to build a business up and understand it. But like some people either put a lot of money in it and they lose, or people put no money in it and they kind of understand the way the business model works out. So it's, I don't want to say it's no risk. It's just you got to understand which way to go about it. But it's all a learning thing pretty much. But I actually did read this book this past weekend. It's called Chop Wood, Carry Water.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I read the whole book in like one sitting, because that's how good it is. And it's actually like only 100 some pages, so pretty good book. But it's pretty much saying like don't, like, fall in love with the process of things. Like, if you fall in love with the process, you always reach your goal. Don't try to rush it.
Yeah.
Don't try to rush it, because you won't reach your goal. You end up getting tired and wearing yourself out. And that's not good. You just want to just reach your goal. And that's like going back to saying, like, get 1% better each day. So like reading that book, it actually opened my eyes up a lot. Like, dang, this does make sense. Like, yeah, say for instance you want to be So the book is like a guy, like an archer guy. He was a want to be an archer or something. So he's like, I mean, when we went to go to practice, start shooting and stuff like that. And the guy was like, nah, chop wood, carry water, like to the village or something. And the guy's like, all right. He just practiced on the back end. But then eventually he was like, okay, I'm going to practice longer. So get the time right and stuff like that. But then he ended up wearing himself out, his body aching and stuff like that. And then he couldn't practice for like a couple of weeks. So, but if he stayed on his right regiment and stuff like that, he'd been good. So
yeah,
it's just like, so like that, just staying consistent, consistently. Yeah. That's where it is. Cause like, for me, I feel like consistency is the best part of me. Cause like, I'm always learning and always staying consistent with that aspect. Like, I might not be perfect at something, but I will learn it and try to get consistent enough to where I got a flow of things going. So then as I get a flow, I can always like build off of that and to get to where I want to go. But yeah, that's all. Like, I feel like it's a good book. You should read it. I can send it to you because like it's a PDF thing for free too. So
yeah, send it to me. That's another thing that I still have not yet to do this year. But this year, I want to get back into reading like I was in, 2021? I was reading heavy, and I just slowed down on it, man. It's just, I don't know if like life just got busy, and honestly, there's no excuses, though, because I do things. I do have time at home that I can't read, and it's just I choose to do other things. So it's like, that's one thing. So I do need to start getting back to like a set time, because when I was reading heavy, it was like I would get home and before I would go to the gym, I would read a chapter and then go to the gym, because I was gonna go to the gym, but if I read first, it kind of like it made me do both instead of just do one or the other. It was either like I read and I go to sleep, or I go to the gym and don't read. So yeah, that's something I want to get back into doing. And I got a stack of books that I accumulated all last year when I wasn't half end of last year where I wasn't reading. So I want to get back into those and just like I said, extend my knowledge. So that's what I'm gonna get back into.
I've been reading a lot heavily, and like, so for me, I read during my lunch break. So I read a chapter each day over my lunch break, and it, cause like I know like, once I'm home, I may not want to read because, like, you know, I'm chilling in my own space. And then I got TV and stuff. So I don't really read. But at work, when I'm on my lunch break, I just go out, read, walk around and read. And
that been in the office?
Nah, I go outside and stuff, or go to the cafeteria and just read pretty much. And that's been very well for me. So yeah, just I feel like once you get consistent enough, and I can share this link to this book, all the books I have, and I plan on to get to read.
I got a long list too, and I haven't even put a dent in my list. So
yeah, it's once, because like every time I see a good book, I'm like, oh, that's a good book, I need to read that. So I add it to the list, and so my list is getting longer and longer. But see,
that's what I've been doing, is just I just gotta be more consistent. When I got three books right now, like literally on my desk that I moved up because I want to read, and my goal this year was to read even like at minimum a book a month, and I'm still halfway through a book that I started in January. So
yeah. I feel like you'd be good once you get back reading and stuff like that and get comfortable with reading. I can see you actually like reading a lot more.
That's the goal. So I'm gonna get back into it, and I expect you to keep me accountable on that.
Hey, son, I always keep you accountable, man.
That's wild.
Yeah, I always keep you accountable.
Well,
but man, I feel like this is a good episode, and I guess it's good for the listeners to know that we're still making podcasts, because like I know a lot of people start a podcast and end it very shortly. Like they don't go make as many episodes. They only make a couple and they're done and stuff like that.
It was going strong when we started too.
Yeah, we were going very strong, but
it was going crazy. Like I think we did like, I can't remember the exact math, but we did 50 episodes in like 60 weeks.
No, yeah.
Barely, it was under 60 for sure. It was like 55, 56 weeks where during those episodes, we only missed like a couple weekends where we weren't releasing content.
We need to get paid for this. I feel like we reached the mark of the amount of episodes we got. So
we need to get back active.
We get paid, but
we should end this episode, let's get reactivated.
But even besides this podcast, I appreciate us just get on here and talking and stuff like that. Just having those one-on-ones, because we talk all the time outside of the work, outside of this podcast and stuff. But I feel like once we get on the podcast, we talk about like serious stuff, you know, and we get deep when we talk on our own. But I feel like the podcast, we know this is some good stuff to like get deep about, you know, because. It's really for us, but we have listeners listening in too, and I know they like our content.
And that's really just to spark conversations with other people that want to talk about what we talk about or be on the podcast. So, and I will have to make a trip out there to see the spot, man, next time I'm in Dally.
Hey, man, you know I'm gonna have that thing looking right, real nice. I need my apartment gift from you.
I got you. When I come out there, I got you.
I need some good, like a good gift.
Listen, I got you.
And nothing, no less than $100.
Hey, look, I'm gonna let you handle that, my boy.
Nah, nothing less than $100.
Straight beggars can't be choosers, man.
I'm not begging.
You get what you get.
Okay, nothing less than $100, dude, and I'm straight.
Well, I'll see you sometime then.
But nah, this is a good episode, man. Good for the listeners. So hopefully, I hope y'all tap in for the next one because content is going to still be coming soon.
Yep.
Yeah, we're going to get this ball rolling.
Well, Lamar, what can I do, bro?
Hey, man, we're going to get reactivated.
Reactivated.
Reactivated. But hey, till next time, y'all.